President Clinton considers ordering Bosnia airstrikes. Israeli shelling drives 150,000 Lebanese from their homes. Senate takes up $3 billion measure for Midwest flood victims. Good Wednesday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. U.S. warplanes could soon be in action over Bosnia-Herzegovina. That, as Mark Noller reports, is this morning's word from the White House.
In response to reporters' questions this morning, the president said the U.S. has not yet been formally asked to provide air cover for U.N. troops in Bosnia. And if the request comes, he said it'll be given serious consideration. But he left little doubt about what his answer would be.
The position of the United States has long been that if the United Nations troops were attacked there, we would do our part to protect them by making available air power.
A senior White House official says American warplanes are already in position in Italy and on the aircraft carrier Roosevelt in the Adriatic if Mr. Clinton gives the green light. The president described himself as very upset by the ongoing shelling of Sarajevo. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
Israel's massive air, ground, and naval bombardment of South Lebanon's villages has continued for a fourth day, creating a tide of refugees estimated at 150,000. That is just what Israel intended, and Prime Minister Rabin says the villages will stay empty until Lebanon moves to halt attacks by Hezbollah. More from Robert Berger.
The Israelis have extended their military operation to evacuated villages across South Lebanon. Army spokesman Ron Angissin.
This is not random fire and not carpet bombing. This is selected target that previously we were prevented from attacking because there were a large number of people in those villages.
Gissin said the Hezbollah is now finding it extremely difficult to fire rockets at Israel. Nevertheless, Israelis in the border town of Kiryat Shmona are confined to bomb shelters for the fourth straight day, and they are getting restless.
I am depressed in this shelter. Outside, I'm free.
About half the residents of Kiryat Shmona are not in shelters. They have left town. Robert Berger for CBS News on the Israeli-Lebanese border.
Today, Israelis ease their firing to give people more time to evacuate. Newswoman Catherine Arms is on the outskirts of Sidon.
As we were driving along the coastal highway between Beirut and the south, an Israeli jet screamed overhead and dropped a bomb a little bit less than a mile in the hills above where we were on the road. As I'm speaking here, we're about 5 minutes outside of Sidon, and the traffic is at a crawl. Cars and trucks, they're full of people fleeing. Mattresses tied on the roofs. Some people have even fled with their furniture. A lot of women and children, older people.
Said one 70-year-old Lebanese woman forced to flee her burning house in only her nightgown, it is open hell. Israel has put the death toll at over 100, mostly Lebanese civilians. A new wave of suspected mafia bombings has rocked Italy and sparked the resignation of the country's civilian intelligence chief. Alan Pizzi has details in Rome.
The car bomb attacks are being seen here as an attempt to destabilize the process of political reform and a sweeping anti-corruption and anti-mafia campaign. The first blast rocked central Milan, leaving 5 people dead and 7 injured. It was a booby-trapped car. Firemen and police were lured to the scene by a tip that a car was on fire, and then the bomb went off. In Rome, another car bomb damaged the 6th century Basilica of San Giovanni Lateran, the Pope's official church in Rome. A third blast injured a number of people near a tourist site in Rome's historical center. Only the fact that the explosions occurred after midnight kept injuries to a minimum. In the day, the area is thronged with tourists. Alan Pizzi, CBS News, Rome.
4 minutes passed.
KNX 1070 News Radio.
Sylvia Weber tells how she made garlic an everyday part of her life with an amazing tablet.
I couldn't believe it. I love garlic, but garlic doesn't always agree with me. And a friend of mine told me about the Kwai garlic tablets that have a special coating so that it prevents any kind of offensive odor. It doesn't repeat on you. So I tried taking the Kwai garlic tablets, and they were right. Kwai garlic tablets provided all the goodness of garlic, but none of the things that garlic is associated with. You know, that smell, that offensive odor, the repeating that sometimes we get. No burping. Am I allowed to say that? Regular garlic just doesn't agree with me, but the Kwai garlic tablets, they do it for me. I called up my friend and said, thank you for telling me about the Kwai garlic tablets.
Kwai, all the goodness of garlic with Kwai, K-W-A-I, at Lucky's, Kmart, GNC, and all drugstores.
Flood levees are so far holding back record crest on the flooded Missouri and Kansas rivers. But for how long? Kansas City, Missouri Mayor Emanuel Cleaver.
We still are not out of the woods on whether or not the levees will hold. We think they will, but there's still concern. We'll have to make a decision later today as to whether or not we will allow people back into the areas that we evacuated earlier this week.
Flood relief money is making its way through Congress, as Rob Armstrong tells us.
The Senate is prepared to move as quickly as possible on the $3 billion emergency flood relief bill passed lopsidedly last evening in the House. The Senate may act possibly later this week. After days of political wrangling over such issues as whether the aid money should be paid for, Republicans and Democrats finally agreed that the need is profound and the situation is dire. Democrat Harold Volkmer of Missouri told his colleagues that the $3 billion won't even begin to be enough.
Be prepared to spend sometime later on this year an additional up to $10 billion.
Governors from the flood-ravaged states told members of Congress that the damage assessments are premature, that the real numbers won't come to light until the floodwater recedes. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Last night's death of 27-year-old Boston Celtics star Reggie Lewis while practicing has raised questions about his earlier diagnosis. He had collapsed in April during a playoff game, and a team of heart specialists determined he suffered from cardiomyopathy, the same condition that killed college player Hank Gathers in 1990. But Lewis, hoping to salvage his basketball career, sought a second opinion. He found it with Dr. Gilbert Mudge of Brigham and Women's Hospital, who diagnosed a treatable nerve condition, not a heart problem, saying at the time,
it will be perfectly safe for him to be as active as he wants to on the court.
The nation's largest health insurer, Mutual of Omaha, has become the first to reimburse people for a non-traditional program of reversing heart disease. The company will cover costs of the so-called reversal program of diet, exercise, meditation, and support groups for several hundred policyholders. 7 minutes past the hour.
You're hearing news on KNX 1070.
Homeowners, if you have an adjustable rate mortgage with an interest rate cap of 10% or higher, Tracy Mortgage has a better alternative. The Mortgage Master Loan, offered by Tracy Mortgage, now has a lifetime interest rate cap of only 8.8%, with a start rate of 4.8%. The Mortgage Master Loan gives you the interest savings of an adjustable rate mortgage combined with the security of a fixed rate. Call Tracy Mortgage at 1-800-750-LEND. Ask one of our loan agents for a free home loan analysis to show you the tremendous benefits of the Mortgage Master. The Mortgage Master is available on loan amounts of up to $1 million and is tied to the most conservative cost of funds index. Call Tracy Mortgage today, 1-800-750-5363. That's 1-800-750-LEND. Tracy Mortgage is a broker licensed by the California Department of Real Estate and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Annual percentage rate, 4.92%.
Jury selection begins today in Los Angeles in another racially sensitive trial. Correspondent David Dow reports.
It was the shocking opening scene of the Los Angeles riots. White driver Reginald Denny dragged from his truck and beaten almost to death by black assailants. Today, Damian Williams and Henry Watson will go on trial for the beating, two of what were the L.A. Four, until two co-defendants were given separate trials. But justice, too, will be on trial, says the Urban League's John Mack.
We think it's just as wrong for young black men to beat a white truck driver as it was for four police officers to beat a young black man. But the important thing is that justice prevailed.
And that in part, says Mack, means a racially mixed jury, unlike the one that returned acquittals in the first Rodney King beating trial. Just picking a jury is expected to take 3 weeks, beginning with a 45-page questionnaire. David Dow, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Frederick Lashley was executed by lethal injection early today in Potosi, Missouri. He was just 17 when he was sentenced to death for the murder of his handicapped foster mother. Democrats in President Clinton's home state of Arkansas have suffered a major embarrassment. Baptist minister Mike Huckabee upset former Clinton aide Nate Coulter to become lieutenant governor. Coulter laid part of the blame on his old boss's negative image.
Atmosphere out there, particularly the hostility toward President Clinton. Mike Huckabee had run before and had a record of being an effective campaigner. He spent $1 million to promote his campaign last year, and there's still residual benefit from that.
With 99% of the precincts reporting, Huckabee has 51% of the vote. Orders for durable goods rose in June at the fastest rate in 6 months, due mainly to a jump in demand for aircraft and parts. The U.S. auto industry is perking up. Ford says its second quarter earnings doubled to $775 million, while Chrysler more than tripled its after-tax profits to $685 million. Overseas, the dollar is lower. London gold is up 85 cents. And on Wall Street, the Dow is down 11.5 points. It's 10 past the hour.